Hi, this is Mike Swanson of Wall Street Window. I got a special guest. It's Christopher Mullen of thetechnicaltraders.com. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, Mike. I'm great. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. You also got the website, the Gold and Oil Guy, is that right? Or is it the Oil and Gold Guy?
The Gold and Oil Guy.
The Gold and Oil Guy. Yeah, most people know you by that website, on mine at least. But it's been a little while since we've done an interview, so I thought I'd catch up with you. You know, it's been an interesting year so far for the stock market. We've basically been going straight up since mid-December and haven't had any real pullback that's lasted more than a day or two. So I'm kind of curious, do you think the market's just going to keep charging higher here? Do you think that, you know, we're at the edge of some sort of pullback that's going to be a little bit bigger than what we've seen?
Yeah, I think we're getting right to an edge here where, you know, we broke the 2011 highs, and usually when you pierce highs and you've had a run this long that we've seen since really December, you know, we're due for some type of pullback, not just a 1 or 2 day pullback, but like an actual correction that could last, you know, a month or so. I'm anticipating probably a 3 to 5% pullback in the market. And I think it's going to play out. It's probably going to take about a month or so to play out. And it could be a relatively sideways chop to lower. But I feel as though we're something similar to what happened in 2010 in November or last year in February, where the market kind of finished its long run and then put in about a 5 month topping process. The market didn't really top for another month or two after that, but it was just more or less a large kind of head and shoulders lofty pattern. And it was just, you know, it was a nightmare for a lot of traders just because the market was just chopping around. And eventually the bottom fell out and we saw that sharp pullback in August.
Yeah, well, if you look at it, at that chart, what you see is the market put in a peak in February, you know, dipped into March, made a slightly new high at the end of April, and basically went sideways through the summer, then finally pull back sharply in August. I'm seeing all kinds of cross currents myself. On one hand, the advanced decline line for the NASDAQ, which the NASDAQ's led the rally, is starting to falter. It's not confirming the rally anymore. It's been doing that now for the past couple weeks. That means the rally is getting narrower as things like Apple are leading the rally, and some stocks that were going up before no longer are. And that's usually, you know, a sign that you're at least going to get some sort of pullback. However, at the same time, I'm not seeing extremely bullish sentiment. The Investors Intelligence Survey, for example, has 51% people being bullish as of last Wednesday, and that was a number that was slightly lower than the week before. So, you know, you saw sort of the same thing last year, that real wild peak in bullish sentiment didn't happen till April. So it could be like you're saying, that the market pauses or pulls back here, but we don't really get the final high till later on.
Yeah, exactly. This could be, you know, there's two scenarios. We could be literally just starting the halfway point. We've had a nice run. Now we could form a nice bull flag here, a nice correction for a month or so. And then we could see the same run that we just saw happen again, very similar to what happened in 2010. And I don't think a lot of people are expecting that. So really, it's very possible. There's a lot of money on the sidelines. Companies are still making money. You know, it's very possible it could just, you know, we're at the halfway mark and we've got another good leg to go higher. But I think we're going to see some softness here in the next month. And I think it's an opportunity to, you know, pull some money off the table, regroup. We'll see what kind of selling, if we get really heavy distribution selling or not, and then regroup. And, you know, overall, we're in a strong bull market. So I'm not looking to aggressively short or anything. I'm looking to maybe play the downside a little bit here in the next week or so. But overall, when we get sold down to an oversold level, down 5% or so, I'll be looking more or less to buy, because I still think there's more upside, at least for it to test the previous highs we put in last week, or at least to continue to run even higher. So.
Well, turning away from the stock market, what do you see happening in gold and gold stocks?
Yeah, gold's had a nice pullback. It's starting to work its way back down. I'd like to see it come down to the 1625 area, which is a little distance away still from where we stand. But overall, the charts are for gold is, it looks as though it's put in a bottom, and I think it's just trying to build a base here. And I think silver's doing the same thing. I think they're going to chop around in a pretty big range for a little bit. But overall, I think they're, you know, I think they've got more upside to go.
Yeah, I'm real curious if we see the stock market have some sort of pullback for a couple of weeks, if the gold stocks and gold don't pull back as much, because they've pretty much lagged the market now for several months or quite some time. If they start to perform better, though, I'd be interested to see that if that happens, because I think then we might actually see some leadership shift into that sector. But you know,
I think so too. Yeah, gold mining stocks, gold stocks in general, have really been underperforming for a really long time, several months, almost a year probably. And you look at the weekly chart of gold, it's broken out of some pretty nice resistance levels. The long-term chart, when you zoom out, it looks as though gold's started to break out of this base. It might chop around here for another month or so, which falls in line perfect with the stock market being weak. We'll probably see weakness in gold and gold stocks. But overall, I think we're going to see another big run in gold to the upside, see the 2,000, maybe 2,200 mark in gold touched. But we could see another big run in gold mining stocks as they've been underperforming. Nobody's really been paying attention, or the big money hasn't been paying attention to gold mining stocks. And I think it's time that we might see money start rolling into those and see them really explode with gold going forward.
Well, that'd be exciting to see. As we wrap up, could you tell people where to go to get more information from you?
Sure, yeah. I've got a website, thegoldandoilguy.com, and there you can join my free newsletter and get my weekly articles. I actually just did an article on Sunday night talking about how volatility is actually good for gold, the volatility index, and I did a nice ratio chart showing exactly what I think is going to unfold in the next couple of days. So you can read that on my blog and get a good feel for when money gets scared, how it shifts into gold, and it'll support gold going forward, I think, in the next month. So you can go there and get more info and review my premium newsletter service.
Yeah, and it's a lot of good stuff. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk for everybody. We'll do a follow-up interview in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Mike. Sounds great.